I guess I would say that I'm somewhere in the middle. I do my best, at the very least. What night is it tonight? Does anybody know? See, that's what I was looking for. That's exactly what I was looking for. I knew as soon as I set foot in this room, people were sizing me up like, he looks like he's a long talker. I hope not. I gotta get home and watch Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder Thursday night. I gotta get home. I hope he don't talk for too long. We got love for you, bro, but we gotta get you out of here. Come on now. I promise not to hold you guys too long. But it's an honor and a privilege to be here. I was just sharing with some of the students and alum here that when I started here now 5 years ago, I never left. I did my master's degree program here, as you just heard, and shortly after I graduated in December of 2011, I was in the classroom a month later as an instructor. There's something very infectious, something very warm, and something that draws people to Ohio Dominican University. And I know that's why you're here tonight. I know that's why you're students here. I know that's why you were students here. That's why I'm proud to be an alum of this great university. Tonight, we stand united. We stand together. We stand here because we have a calling. We stand here together because we're called with a purpose. Even if you don't know this, or if you haven't figured it out yet, you are here with a purpose far greater than you realize. You're here with responsibilities. You are here because you have to answer. Everyone in this room is going to help me tonight. You didn't know you were going to help me, but now you do. I'm going to share with you just how in just a little bit. But I want you to know that it's been 5 months. It's been 5 months since that day. 5 months since everything changed. 5 months since I got in the car and I quickly adjusted and glanced into my rearview mirror. And then I looked forward out of the windshield of my car and I saw all of the promise in front of me. You see, I only glanced into my rearview mirror because how many of you know that the rearview mirror of your life is only meant for quick dalliances and not longing looks? It's why you should look but not live in your rearview mirror. The rearview mirror of your life has a few reasons for you to look into it, but I only give you a couple tonight because I know you want to get home and watch Scandal so you can tweet about it and Instagram about it and Facebook about it. But bear with me for a little while. A couple of those reasons. The first reason is it's in the past and it doesn't matter. That's why you don't spend too much time looking into your rearview mirror. Everyone here has probably seen or at least heard of The Lion King, yes? So you remember the scene where Simba is struggling with whether or not he should return home, and he meets up with Rafiki, and Rafiki tells him, Simba, you gotta go back. The kingdom is in disarray. And Simba says, well, you know, you don't know what I've done. You don't know what's happened. So Rafiki then takes his walking stick and he cracks Simba over the head. And Simba says, well, what'd you do that for? And he says to him, it's in the past. It doesn't matter. And so Simba is a quick learner, so when Rafiki goes to strike him again, Simba ducks. Whatever you've done, whatever mistakes you've made, whatever good things you've done, it's in the past. And it doesn't matter. Whatever's happened, it's over. It's finished. The bad stuff, and watch this also, the good stuff. And the good stuff where your victories or successes, they're only meant to be glanced at too as you look into the rearview mirror of your life. For no one stays on the top of the mountain forever. Your mountaintop experiences are meant to be, and they should be, celebrated and enjoyed. But only for a time. Because just as failure is not final, neither is success. The second reason you need to look but not live in your rearview mirror is because success is still available today and tomorrow and the next day, and next week, and on and on. There are new successes, but they must be created by you. There are new wins available to you, but you've got to put the work in. And I know with that statement, I just lost about half the room, because very few people want to put the work in. People find out that they have to put the work in to achieve great things, and then they decide that it's too much. But I want you to be different. I want you to put the work in. I want you to continue putting the work in. People shrivel up at the thought of putting the work in because they don't want to passionately pursue their purpose or purposely pursue their passions, because they discover that passion hurts. They discover that passion costs. And when they discover this, they step back. They draw up a little bit. Because when you begin to passionately pursue that thing or those things, you soon discover that there are no easy roads to that wonderful place called dream realization. Now, that road to dream realization is much like our snow-covered roads and ice-covered roads here in Central Ohio. When the thaw comes, if the thaw ever comes, and I know it doesn't feel like it tonight, but spring is coming, both literally and metaphorically speaking. When the thaw comes, we'll discover potholes the size of moon craters on the road. I know I drove through at least one or two yesterday. I'll have to talk to the city about that if I need some work on my car. Good luck in getting any money back if that be the case. But just like those potholes, the road to your dreams, it has a few as well. Some are things, some are people. Now, you can choose to follow both, but I want you to remember something. Wide is the road that leads to destruction. Let me say that again. Wide is the road that leads to destruction. But you know what? You're smart. And even better than that, you're wise and discerning. See, you pay attention to your GPS. And your GPS has told you to keep driving forward, to keep moving ahead. It's warned you of the detours and of the adverse weather conditions, which you've anticipated that you've heard about along Passion Parkway. And how many folk do we know that start down the thoroughfare called Passion Parkway only to allow themselves to be derailed? But not you. Not you, scholar that you are, because you know what it takes. You know that there are bigger things going on than just you. That this is about far more than you. Because you know that united we stand, and that you're standing on the shoulders of giants and standing for those who cannot stand for themselves. For those in your families who did not have the chance to stand at all. You stand because you know like I know. You remember like I remember. And as you heard, I grew up in Akron, Ohio. That's my home. I just allowed LeBron to make it a little more famous than I have at this point. He and I are going to have a talk about that, but he can have it for now. But I remember growing up in Akron, Ohio, and watching Channel 43 WUAB in Cleveland, and some of you are from Cleveland, and I see heads nodding. Shout out to Northeast Ohio, 216-330. But I remember seeing Dr. Robert Schuller of the Crystal Cathedral on television. And he'd come up there and he'd be in the pulpit and he'd have his robe on and he would say, "Don't just sit there, do something. Do something." It's been 5 months. It's been 5 months since I walked away. And I couldn't have made a better decision. Because now I'm walking and operating and functioning in my purpose and my calling. And I'm loving every single minute of it. Has it been hard? Yes. Much longer hours? Yes. Have I wanted to quit? Absolutely not. I can't quit. And let me say that again. I cannot quit.